Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know that the Washington Post...
Who just got reunited?
You know that the Washington Post picked up the story about the goat, Jeffrey the goat, that got stuck under the bridge overpass on the bridge support. I mean, it went beyond viral. Beyond viral. Around the world.
Wait, his name is Jeffrey?
Yes, Sam, his name is Jeffrey.
Well, it's not what the news email
I'm aware.
Said. What did the news email that you... What did the email you got say?
His name is Chug.
No, it is not.
Chug?
C-H-U-G.
That goat Chug. Is Jeffrey the goat, because we talked to KC Pet Project, and when they were standing under there looking up at the goat, they were like, that looks like Jeffrey. Because they had Jeffrey a couple years ago adopt him out, right? They adopted him out to some family that then lost him when he jumped the gate. They don't know where he went in between that time. And so the owners see this all over the news. Like, ABC News picked this up right. And was like, I think that's Chug. And KC Pet Project was like, no, his name is Jeffrey. And within the last few minutes, Channel 9 has reported that Jeffrey has been reunited with his family, and I refuse to call him anything
Chug.
Else. And by the way, we just found out that the goat was stolen 2 months ago.
What do you mean stolen?
The goat,
Jeffrey, goat nappers.
Was stolen from the family that adopted it from KC Pet Project 2 months ago. They had not seen Jeffrey. They had not heard from Jeffrey.
You mean and then Chug?
All of a sudden they look up and there he is on this bridge support.
Well, who put him on the bridge support?
Well, I don't know, but the mystery deepens and here's why. The goat was stolen from a farm 2 hours away from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey's from Bethany, Missouri, Scott.
Oh, Chug's got range.
Okay. So
what was that?
Funny.
It's just endless goat videos.
Have you seen the video, Sam, of the Kansas City Fire Department trying to corral that thing? Okay.
Greatest thing ever.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
ABC News has tweeted this. You're going to see this on World News tonight. I'm telling you.
Wait, if you steal a baby goat, and thank you, text line. If you steal a baby goat, are you a kidnapper?
All right. Out.
Get out right now. Get out. That is inappropriate.
Why?
A kid napper.
It's a kid. It's all a baby goat.
All I know is Jeffrey's gonna.
He's just kidding.
Okay.
You out. Both of you.
Terrible Joke Tuesday is not for another 30 minutes.
We don't start Terrible Jokes until 4:45. Am I the only one that finds these songs funny?
No, I find them fun. Okay, all right. It's a lot. Yes. Okay, that is funny. In doses, it's funny stuff. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you, you weirdo? All right, I'm taking over.
I didn't see that one coming.
No,
I'm not even laughing at the video. I'm laughing at Scott snorting.
Taking over the show.
Do I need to take away your computer rights?
Yes. Sam, we're moving on.
I'm crying.
Okay, I'm crying too.
You done?
That is so funny.
You done?
But you have to look at the video. Oh,
it's hilarious. I've seen it. Whoever came up with the idea, I will say this, to put the goat screaming with the songs, brilliant. Oh, that's really what the internet was designed for.
The internet wins again.
We can all agree that's what the internet was designed for.
Thank you for the early days of YouTube. I kid you not, Dan. Really?
All right. Speaking of the internet, we are moving on.
All right.
You've heard about the ransomware attack.
Going on.
At Jackson County, right? And it was delaying things, Scott, like if you wanted to look up an inmate or do an inmate search or if you wanted to look up property records. Did you know Jamie Monticelli was buying a house this week? And she could not close on her house because of the ransomware attack at Jackson County. So listen to this. Channel 4 picked this up. It says she fought for our country, but now a ransomware attack reportedly carried out by Russians has a local veteran who's disabled fighting to be able to sell her home. It is the latest effect from a cybersecurity breach in Jackson County this week. Jackson County's website says offices will remain closed at the historic Truman Courthouse in Independence today because the attack that was last Tuesday has closed the Jackson County Recorder of Deeds, the assessment, and the collections office. The county said on Monday it's making progress on restoring the system, which you know what that means. That means paying the ransomware. But for some, that progress can't.
Are they paying for it?
They always pay for it. Yes. How do you think you get your systems back online?
Oh.
Quoting here from broker Marta Grace under United Real Estate Kansas City, it has had a huge impact on our buyers and our sellers in particular. The buyer of Jay Ramsey's Independence home was hoping for an early closing. They told me get out by April 1st, so I did. She hired movers because closing was originally set for April 4th, 2 days after the ransomware attack. They had like 10 people in my house, she said, taking everything out. I don't even know what I have anymore. Now she's living with a relative waiting for proceeds from the sale of her home, set to close Thursday, but there is no indication whether the recorder of deeds will even be open by then or how quickly they will get through the backlog of at least a week worth of work missed.
We have an update. It will not be open by Thursday. They are doing a soft relaunch of certain offices, including the recorder of deeds on April 16th.
Okay, so here's my question. Listen to this.
What do you do?
If you're unable to close, lenders won't fund it. They will not lend you the money if you cannot record it with the county. Okay, right. So this is also backing the banks up. Contracts to sell homes have expiration dates to close by. And in Ramsey's case, that deadline is quickly approaching. So it's been a while since I've bought or sold a house, 22 years. But if memory serves, let's say you agree to close April 11th.
Okay, so I closed on a house 3 years ago.
Okay, so let's say the date in there is April 11th.
Okay.
There's a window contractually in there
correct.
That if you don't get it done by 11th, let's say they grace you until the 15th in case someone gets COVID or something. We'd have to have a real estate agent call in. What is that grace window? Because this woman says in this case, her grace window is closing. And then what do you do?
You just asked my next question.
Is the sale null and void?
I don't know. I don't know.
But I don't think the real estate agents know either.
So the system's been hacked, right?
Yes. They cannot get the codes to get back into the computer system, period, until the ransom is paid. That's how ransomware works.
And so is Jackson County going to pay the ransom?
Oh, yeah, they all do. You have to pay it, or you're never coming back online, ever.
Now, they did say initially that they didn't believe that any of their files had been affected. Something tells me that since they're paying the ransom, they have since found out
they're not going to admit they're paying the ransom. I'm just saying based on all the interviews we've done
with ransomware experts.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we know that they're paying the ransom?
No, but there's no other way to get back online.
Without rebuilding the back ends of the servers. I
literally think they steal your keys to get in. Without the keys to get into your systems, you're not getting into the system. That's what the ransomware is for. They say, give us $500,000, we'll give you your keys back. And then they move on to the next town, or the next school, or the next hospital.
But I thought we didn't deal with terrorists.
In cyber ransomware security issues.
You have to?
If you don't pay what is, and it's not billions of dollars, they make it affordable enough that you'll pay it.
That's right.
If you don't, it's my understanding that, okay, well, how much do you want back? We had Brian Branner on to talk about this the
other
day.
I remember.
He said in one case, they only paid half the ransom, whatever the city was or the hospital, whatever it was. So let's say that people wanted $500,000. The hospital negotiated and said, we'll give you $250,000.
We'll give you $250,000.
The hackers then only gave them half of the key codes to unlock their own system.
Yeah, so essentially they go in and scramble all of the data so that you can't open any of the files. And then they have a key, an encryption key, to unscramble all of that data.
Yes, and then because the place only paid half, they only gave them half of the encryption key back.
So what do they do with with
you have to pay it. I'm telling you, you have to pay it. It's horrible and it's awful and it's Russia or China doing it.
It's Russia. I hate Russia.
You have to pay it. And if you don't, you don't get back online. But my question is, like, this is a very practical real world example where homeowners cannot close on their properties.
But what prevents them from doing this on an individual basis? Like, for you?
Because I don't have enough money for it to be worth their while. What are they going to get, the $26 I have in my bank account till we get paid on Friday?
You want your email back? Give us $5,000.
For you and I would say, no, I don't care. I don't need my email back. Mm-hmm. For corporations, they do.
913-586-7798.
I'm curious if you're a real estate agent or if you are trying to close and your closing has been delayed, what are you being told? Just sit tight?
Hang on. Everything's going to be fine in a couple of days?
But this woman's already moved out. I mean, oh my gosh.
That's a great point. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Channel 9 picked this up as well. And here is their story. It says Jackson County government offices will remain closed for at least another day or two after last week's ransomware attack by Russian hackers. The county administrator told KNBC that a Russian group, whom he called a frequent player in this type of activity, was behind the attack that crippled the county's computer systems for the past week. And because of that, real estate agents say some of their clients' deals are now on hold because the Recorder of Deeds office is closed and online systems are down. They talked to a Lee Summit real estate agent that said in more than two decades of being an agent here, she has never dealt with this kind of issue where you're not able to record or document what you did with your biggest investment of your life. She said, we had another one where the lender said they would not close. It's not closing until next week. We're hoping that they open back up the courthouse by then and everything is fine. But until then, you've already signed. You've already agreed on the price. You've signed all the papers. And you can't get it recorded, which means the bank will not release that money.
Why do we tolerate this?
Well, I don't know. That's an entire conversation for another day.
I understand it's a larger conversation. But why do we tolerate this? If we know that these are Russians, of course, it's always Russians. It's always Russians. Why do we even tolerate this sort of behavior?
It is a constant race to who can hack better.
Yep.
We've got the same people trying to do the same thing in certain offices somewhere here in the U.S., not to other countries, but trying to figure out how to be better at it than they are.
Well, maybe we are doing
it. You know, they started with just an email that somebody at the county level opened that they shouldn't have opened. Which is why they say if you don't know the sender, don't open it. They opened an email or clicked on some link. Boom, now you're not getting your house.
Click that link.
Now you're infected, right?
Yep.
Okay. Kathy in Bonner Springs. Kathy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Go ahead.
So it really depends on the lender and if the title work was already done. If the title company already searched for whether the title is clear or not, then lenders have a workaround where they're still able to close. And if they're not able to close because the title work wasn't done, a buyer and a seller would have to agree to extend the closing. Or like Dana said, it could just be, it expires unclosed and nobody can really blame the other one because it's beyond both of their control.
How long's the grace period, Kathy, for most of these contracts?
There is no such thing.
Oh. So if closing comes and goes, you have to either mutually agree to extend it or either party can walk away?
You have to mutually agree to extend it, or if the parties don't perform, they can go to court or agree to walk away. That's pretty much the only choices there.
But I want to sell the house and you want to buy the house, so why wouldn't I agree to extend it?
So the one reason that you wouldn't agree, the biggest reason would be because your interest rate lock could expire and then your interest rate could go up and you no longer qualify for the purchase price.
Oh.
Kathy, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Be well. Take care. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798.
How furious would you be as the buyer or the seller, but certainly as the seller?
I would argue as the buyer.
You've moved out. You're.
But I, as the buyer, I want to move in.
Right.
You know, this was my dream home. And I'm trying to get into this house. By the way, I have nowhere else to live.
Here's the other deal. You're nuts if you think Jackson County is just going to come right back up online. There's a backlog of these now. You understand that?
Of course I do.
For an entire week.
Yes.
So now if your closing is coming up in like 6 days, get in line behind those that were coming up tomorrow.
So,
by the way, go ahead, Sam. This is according to a blog, so I don't know how true this is or where they got their statistics, but China is the number one when it comes to cyber attacks rolling out of computer systems in their country. The United States is number two. Russia doesn't come into play until number 8.
They're saying this hack was Russia, but I do remember Brian saying to us the number one culprit was China.
I pray to God that we are doing exactly to them what they're doing to us.
Well, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, 12 wrongs do not make a right.
One wrong makes one right. No.
Well, 18.8%.
Sure, that's not the saying.
Of international cyber attacks come out of China, 17% come out of the U.S., according to this blog. So we probably are doing to them what they're doing
to us. So we cyber attack other people too?
Yeah,
good.
A lot.
Good.
Okay. This is not helpful.
By the way, we did have an IT guy call in. He had to drop off the line. You don't always have to pay the ransomware or the ransom. If you have a very good IT department, you build backup servers that are offline.
Or?
And you back up all the data to the backup server. And then you can just reset to that data.
Do you know ransomware, Scott? Insurance is now the biggest bajillion-dollar industry that no one ever even knew was a thing five years ago.
I believe it.
Insurance for corporations for this exact thing. So if it happens, you have the insurance to pay it.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dan and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Before we get back to the calls, quick reminder, two things. We are going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday, which is really Wednesday, at 4:45 this afternoon. So go ahead and start sending in your terrible jokes to our text line at 913-586-7798. Your jokes have to be terrible, but keep in mind they have to be airable, okay? So you guys get the point. 913-586-7798. Also, my college roommate, Mike Ward, who now lives in Holland, is a huge golf fan.
Yeah.
He says, looks like the Thursday morning players are going to have the only bad weather of the week. So like a winner that starts the afternoon, Scheffler is my overwhelming favorite. Would you agree with that?
Yes, but I'm rooting for Rory. But yes.
My college roommate who lives in Holland is picking Scheffler as the overwhelming favorite.
Would you like to guess how many PJs, that stands for private jet for those of you who don't know?
I saw the video.
How many PJs are parked near Augusta?
They are lined up like,
how many?
Oh, Scott.
Just take a wild
guess.
It
goes on and on and on 50. And on.
You are way low.
Way low.
120.
Multiply that by 10 and then add some.
1,000?
1,500.
Yeah.
1,500 PJs down
there in
Georgia.
A video of just like someone just driving by the way that they're lined up, and it just goes on and on and on and
1,500 private jets?
Scott, the corporations, the money the corporations pour into this thing, I mean,
It's just the golfers.
No.
It's coming
to watch. It's like people who own ketchup.
By the way, 1,500 is a rough estimate, and they stopped counting at 1,500.
Epic.
Wow.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Wow. Josh in Kansas City. Josh, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys today?
We're well, thank you.
Yes, sir. I called because I worked for a company, an automotive company, this time last year, and we got ransom hacked. And we, our owner said we are not going to pay the ransom. We are going to let our IT department hack them back, use our backup systems that we had. And a week later, the ransom people emailed us and said, well, we caught you trying to hack us back, so we've deleted part of your system, and now we've we want more money as punishment. And
you tried
we wound up paying the extra money.
You tried to counter-hack the hack.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And the company also paid an outside, a third-party group that was, we were paying them specifically to prevent this from happening, and we still wound up getting hacked. And they wound up firing them.
So it's almost like you can't win.
Yeah. Now, they did find out, because the FBI got involved, they did find out it was not Russia. They traced it back to somewhere into the Middle East. And what we were told was is that we pretty much don't have authority there, and there wasn't anything we could do.
Huh.
Okay. All right, buddy. Josh, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Ricky Fowler is your par three winner for 2024.
What does that mean?
The par three contest that was today, Ricky Fowler won. Place your bets accordingly.
Did you say that seven people hit a hole in one today?
I believe it was five holes in one on hole six.
How is that even possible?
Because they are that good.
Just watch the first guy do it, and everybody else does the same thing.
Wednesday
right?
is the day
I don't think it's that easy, Sam. I don't think it's that easy.
If you can ever go, if you can ever get tickets, stay till Wednesday, because today is the day that is so much fun.
It's funny for me to say that because I can't even connect with the golf ball when I try to swing a golf club because I pull my shoulders up. But it's that easy. Just do what he did.
You know what we need to do? We all need to go out to Top Golf. The four of us. You, me, and Dan and Dana. And go out to Top Golf.
I love that. That's so much better for your knees.
I was just going to say. Stand up straighter, please.
Really?
I'm sorry. The first thing I thought was we're trying to help him, not hurt him. Okay. It's almost time for Terrible Joke Tuesday, but coming up on Dana and Parks, we have a story about a lawsuit against Starbucks. Wait until you hear why.
You want me to read it right now?
No, Scott was screaming during the break, words that we cannot repeat on the air.
We will talk
about that at 5 o'clock. And then we have a guy missing two fingers because he wants to. Okay. That might be my favorite story of the day.
Nearly three quarters of Americans prefer driving to their vacation destination over flying, according to new research. Say what? A recent poll of 2,000 American drivers found that the open road is the best way when embarking on an adventure. Mm-hmm. I could not disagree more. I'm a flyer, not a driver. You?
Is the door plug going to stay attached?
That's not what I asked.
Then yes, I would prefer to fly.
The door on my truck has never flown off.
Okay, all right. So I road tripped down to Wichita this weekend to see Night Ranger.
Yeah.
How far would you be willing to drive for your vacation before you say, screw that, I'm flying?
1 hour.
What?
Well, I'm never going to vacation anywhere near here, or it's not a vacation. It's just like, I don't know, like a trip.
You ever been to Omaha?
We have driven to Omaha when the children were young.
You wouldn't fly to Omaha.
No, but I wouldn't go to Omaha as an adult anymore either.
Why? They have a beautiful zoo. It's a beautiful city.
If we had to go to St. Louis for some reason, we would drive.
All right, here we go.
But I would prefer not to.
Here we go. KU is playing in the NCAA tournament.
There we go.
All right. So how far, like maybe they're in Wichita, maybe they're in St. Louis, maybe they're in Omaha, maybe they're in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Okay. How far would you be willing to drive until you say, screw that, we're flying?
Just the cities you just named. Right around here. If it was right around, within like 3 hours road trip with some girls, we would drive.
3 hours is your limit.
That's it.
Other than that, you're flying.
I'm not driving to Chicago. No, the flight to Chicago would be like $100.
It's an 8-hour drive.
It's an hour flight.
Denver, Colorado.
Hell no.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
No.
Dallas, Texas.
No.
Oklahoma City, 5 hours.
For me, it depends on what kind of trip it is.
Yeah, you know,
am I going to need a vehicle when I get there?
The trip to Denver is the worst drive.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been to Colby, Kansas?
Oh, I have been to Colby, Kansas. We got stuck in Colby, Kansas on the way to Colorado one time.
Nobody ever wants to get stuck in Colby, Kansas, Sam.
We did not enjoy being stuck in Colby, Kansas.
Here's where the test comes in, okay? St. Louis, it makes no sense to fly because by the time you leave your house, go to the airport, go through the security line, get your stuff.
You
could have driven the whole trip.
And for half the price.
That's how I look at it.
Okay. Des Moines, Iowa.
Ugh.
You've made that trip before.
Oh, I hate that trip. Yeah, we've driven it.
Des Moines is 5 hours.
Oof.
It's not worth the
Better
flight.
Load up some podcasts. Better load them up.
It says here, so what makes driving the most popular option? Road trip veterans reported the best things about road trips include seeing new landscape, listening to music, getting a break from their routine, and enjoying the feeling of driving.
It's not cost. It's not cost?
No, that never even shows up.
For me, it's always cost.
Now, you drove down to Arkansas.
5 hours? Well, on the way down, we made a couple of stops. We turned it into about 7.5.
Yeah. Long time in the car. Why? Doesn't it also depend on who you're with? Because there are certain people that you could be in a car with for 7 hours, and certain people, let's be honest, that I can't be in a car with you for 7 hours.
Could you be in a car with me for 7 hours?
It's only 3 more hours in the show. smaller space.
I think you and I could do it.
I think you and I would have fun.
I think you and I could do it.
Wait, who's driving?
I would drive.
I would drive.
No,
of course.
No.
Please.
No. What are you laughing at, Dan?
We would always take my car. It doesn't need gas.
I would drive it, though.
You think you are driving my car?
You're going to make it 8 hours?
No, but we would make it like 4, and then you have to stop and charge it up.
I mean, I'm a bad person to talk about this because I've driven to and from California 8 times.
Oh, gosh.
Why?
I don't know how you did it. Sam, the likelihood that you're going to get in a fatal wreck doing that scares me to death.
I will say that the highways in the middle of the desert in New Mexico and Arizona, pretty scary.
Yes, I've seen
one
Breaking
gust
Bad.
Of wind and you get a complimentary lane change.
Complimentary lane change? All right, Terrible Joke Wednesday coming up in just a moment. 913-586-7798. We need your jokes. Text them in, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Terrible Joke Wednesday. One of our favorite times of the week. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
From 2125. We're going to start with a pirate joke today. What do pirates join when they retire?
What do pirates join when they retire?
AARP.
That is so bad.
By the way, Sam, you missed it yesterday because you were on vacation.
Yeah.
Dana has been hounded by AARP lately.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
She turns 50 this weekend.
They sent the application in duplicate, Sam.
I wanted to make sure you got it. You might have forgotten you got the first one.
AARP.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
What happens when you're singing in the shower and you get soap in your mouth?
I don't know.
It turns into a soap opera.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
What do you call a baby goat sleeping in the middle of the day?
I don't know.
A kidnapping.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Dana.
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
I don't know.
So fish-dicated.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
Did I tell you I tried my new comedy act out on Zoom?
Really?
Yeah, it turns out I'm not remotely funny.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did I tell you I get blamed for everything?
No.
Yeah, I'm always the scapegoat.
All right, are we doing goat jokes today?
I think we should.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
If you steal a baby goat, are you a kidnapper?
All right. All right.
That's it. You're done. Get out. Sam.
Yes.
Oldie but a goodie from 8659. What do you call a teacher who won't pass gas in public?
I don't know.
A private tutor.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Dana.
What did baby corn say to mama corn?
I don't know.
Where's popcorn?
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did I tell you that I'm reading a book about sandpaper?
No.
Yeah, it's a work of friction.
Oh, God. Hey, Sam.
Yes?
What has more letters than the alphabet?
I don't know.
The post office.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
This one's so stupid. This is from 6089. Why do flamingos lift only one leg?
Why?
Well, if they lifted both, they'd fall over. So dumb.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
Where do boats go when they're sick?
I don't know.
To the boat dock.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did I tell you I was walking through the mall the other day and somebody tried to sell me a coffin?
No.
I turned around and shouted, "That's the last thing I need."
Okay. Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
From 3316, how does a penguin build its house?
I don't know.
He glues it together.
You want to try that again?
Yeah, I'm going to try that one again. Sam.
Yes.
From 3316, how does a penguin build its house?
I don't know. How?
He glues it together. Igloo. Igloo.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
What does the lemon say when it answers the phone?
I don't know. What does a lemon say?
Yellow.
Okay, get out.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
How does a taco...
Are you guys okay?
How does a taco say grace?
I don't know.
Let us pray.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana.
What do you call it when a snowman throws a tantrum?
I have no idea.
A meltdown.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Why do scuba divers fall backwards out of a boat?
I don't know.
Well, if they fell forward, they wouldn't leave the boat.
Sam.
Yeah.
How do you make seven even?
I don't know.
Erase the S.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What is a mountain goat called?
What is a mountain goat called?
A hillbilly.
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
When two vegans get in an argument, is it still called a beef?
Wow, 5171. That is pretty funny, but cannot be read on the air.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
From 3987. I'm going to try to do this one right. What is a goat's favorite romance show?
What is a goat's favorite romance show?
The Bachelor.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Dana. What's a sporty goat's go-to drink?
What is a sporty goat's go-to drink?
Gatorade.
Hey, Scott.
What?
What country's capital's growing the fastest?
I have no idea.
Ireland. Every day it's Dublin. What is
it's
wrong
Dublin.
With you? Oh, okay.
Gosh. Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Did you ever hear that acupuncture is a jab well done?
No.
Yeah, that's the point of it. Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's up, buddy?
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Well, Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left
him. All right, news with Dan Weinbaum coming up in 2 minutes. We will see you on the other side here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.